It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 13th, 2017. Today is the birthday of a man who has given his name to one of the civilized world's most favorite beverages, a piping hot cup of Earl Grey tea. I invite you to settle in for a tongue-in-cheek tribute. Charles Grey, the second Earl Grey, was born March 13, 1764. He was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland from 1830 to 1834. A member of the Whig Party, he backed significant voting reform in the British government and was among the primary architects of the Reform Act of 1832. His government also saw the abolition of slavery in the British Empire. In addition to his political achievements, he has come to be associated with Earl Grey tea, which was named for him. Earl Grey is a tea blend which has been flavored with the addition of oil of bergamot. Traditionally, Earl Grey was made from black tea, but tea companies have since begun to offer it in other varieties, such as green tea or oolong. Tea flavored with bergamot, which was used to imitate the more expensive types of Chinese tea, has been known in England since at least the 1820s. A Grey's tea is known from the 1850s, but the first known published reference to an Earl Grey tea are advertisements by Carlton & Company of Jermyn Street in London in the 1880s. The Earl Grey blend, or Earl Grey's mixture, as it is called, is assumed to be named after the British nobleman who reputedly received a gift of it flavored with bergamot oil and liked it so much that he wanted to enjoy it again and again. According to one legend, a grateful Chinese mandarin whose son was rescued from drowning by one of Lord Grey's men first presented the tea blend to him in 1803. The tale appears to be entirely apocryphal, however, since Lord Grey never set foot in China, and the use of bergamot oil to scent tea was then unknown in the Far East. The tea firm of Jackson's in Piccadilly claimed they originated Earl Grey tea, Lord Grey having given the recipe to company partner George Carlton in 1830. According to Jackson's, the original recipe has been in constant production and has never left their hands. Theirs has been based on Chinese black tea since the beginning. According to the Grey family, the tea was specially blended by a Chinese mandarin for Lord Grey to suit the water at the family home in Northumberland, using bergamot in particular to offset the presence of lime in the local water. Lady Grey used it to entertain in London, and it proved so popular that she was asked if it could be sold to others, which is how the Twinings Tea Company came to market it. A 2010 survey found that a significant minority of people in the United Kingdom associate drinking Earl Grey tea with being posh or upper class. Grey spent his last years in contented, if sometimes fretful, retirement with his books, his family, and his dogs. He became physically feeble in his last years and died quietly in his bed on July 17, 1845. Presumably, the last cup of Earl Grey tea that he enjoyed was on the nightstand. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 13th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.